listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for staying with us on ABQ Connect. Dennis Popper in studio with us with New Mexico Men of Honor, and they work very closely with Promise Keepers. And we are joined right now by the Promise Keepers National Prayer Coordinator, Daisup Han, and Judge Vance Day. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us this afternoon.
Great to be with you both.
Hey, I understand.
Good to be back, Jim.
Thank you so much, Daisup. We appreciate Daisup, but of course, visited with us back, I think, in late August, the last time we talked with you, and all kinds of neat things coming up. And I want to ask, first of all, I got to clarify something because I may be wrong here. Judge Day, are you now the president of the organization, CEO? I might have screwed that up already.
No, you got it. You got it right.
So I got it right. So you're the president. Well, I know I have had a personal experience really early on when Coach McCartney started the organization. I went to a couple of events up in Colorado and had a very special time and a lot of friendships developed over the years from that. But then Promise Keepers, for most of our listeners, has frankly just kind of disappeared and we didn't hear much about it. Tell us, Judge Day, how did this come about to be another, you know, national movement? I know you've been doing a lot of interviews around the country. Tell us what's going on with Promise Keepers.
Be glad to, Jim. You know, the Lord works in seasons, and most all of us go through a summer and a fall, winter, spring kind of in our lives. Same thing with organizations. Mm. And when we look back in the 1990s, I, like you, was involved by attending some of those amazing Promise Keepers events. And since then, Promise Keepers has continued to move forward, but they went into arenas and then smaller venues, and then we're doing church ministry work. Mm. And so probably over the last 5 years, it was a more dormant period in Promise Keeper history, I would say. Mm-hmm. And out of that, the Lord began to put a desire in men's hearts to see another national event, a stadium event, if you will. And so new leadership came to Promise Keepers and new board members, and that vision was birthed last year. And so we have signed a contract with Jerry Jones' stadium, the Dallas Cowboys Stadium there in Arlington. And we will have 80,000 men there July 31st, August 1st, 2020. So next summer. It is air conditioned, guys. You don't have to be sweating.
Judge Day, I have to do this. I have to tease you about having this event in the home of the Dallas Cowboys, and I know Dicep's going to join me in teasing you about this. Could we not have had this somewhere in Denver, like the Broncos? I'm just teasing. You know I am.
That's okay.
But you have to realize in New Mexico, there is no middle ground. You are either part of the Dallas Cowboys star cult or you're not.
That's true. But it is a great venue. I mean,
fabulous.
That, you know, stadium and that gigantic, you know, screen. It's going to be an amazing event. And you know, as we line up these speakers, we work with the theme. People are, you know, calling us all the time. Tell me who the speakers are. Tell me who the speakers are. We keep on saying, look, we will have awesome speakers, but you don't need to come because of the speakers. You come because God's calling you to come.
Amen.
Yes.
You know, if this is not about an event. You know, I was a lawyer for 20-something years and a judge for 7 years, and I'll attend the event. But I'm not going to spend, you know, the waning days of my life leading an organization that's simply about an event.
Right.
This isn't about Promise Keepers. This is about a movement of God to bring revival.
Amen.
That's what it has to be about.
I love it.
And the event's going to be July 31st, 9 o'clock in the morning, in the stadium for the Dallas Cowboys. And I want to encourage everybody to attend. There are several major events going on in New Mexico. Dennis helps to coordinate some of those with New Mexico Men of Honor. We have an event coming up next Friday, the 18th. We just had Brian Ollerid on the phone, who you gentlemen are familiar with. And Brian is traveling today to go to Oklahoma, but he was kind enough to join us and talk a little bit about what New Mexico Praise and America Praise and the World Praise is doing, and mentioned, obviously, Promise Keepers and working closely with Dennis and your organization to encourage men.
We love Brian. He's a great guy. Let me correct you there, Jim. You start Friday night, July 31st,
okay,
at about 6 o'clock in Dallas Stadium.
We'll okay.
be in the evening, and then most of the day Saturday on August 1st. And there will be simulcast events for those men who can't make it to Dallas. I mean, you know, there are folks who can't get down there, and we understand that. We're going to probably, our goal is 20,000 locations across the United States where this event will be simulcast in. You can't do it individually. We want you to be with a bunch of guys because that's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
Getting your band of brothers around you, your fire team, those men who keep you accountable. Like Dennis was talking about just in this last segment, you know, being in a Bible study since 1993, that's his band of brothers.
Amen.
That's what Promise Keepers is about.
Mm. I'm going to ask you, I asked Brian this earlier, and then I want to go to Dysip about how he is coordinating people to pray about all of these different things. But Judge Day, why is it so hard for men to fellowship?
Well, I think, you know, we were given the dominion mandate before the fall. Adam was told to, you know, essentially take dominion over the garden and prepare it. And so we're work-oriented, and we're providers. And so, you know, I hate the term hunter-gatherer, but essentially, you know, that's in a man's DNA. And so we do things kind of alone sometimes. But the beauty of it is that God created us for connection. Mm. Number one, with him. And number two, with the mate that he gives us. And then number three, with other men. And it's that last part that the, you know, American culture doesn't really support that much. And so we believe that God is calling men to be with men so they understand better their identity in Christ, which leads to their purpose and their destiny. Because other men make men. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love my wife, I love my daughter, but my wife didn't make men of our sons. Mm-hmm. I did. That was my job. My daughter isn't going to be able to make men of her two sons. That's her husband's job. Men make men. Mm-hmm. And so we have to be together, do life together, share life together, you know, to go through tough times together. I spent 4 years fighting the state of Oregon because I wouldn't, you know, celebrate same-sex marriage. And they took me through the ringer, you know, even indicting me for crimes that never happened. And it was my band of brothers who stood next to me during that period of time, who encouraged me, who spoke greatness into me, who, you know, rallied people to the cause. That's what God designs men to do, be with other men.
Amen. Well, your national prayer coordinator, Dysip Hahn, on the phone with us also. Dysip, you've got a lot to pray about and a lot to coordinate. Tell us what you're doing.
Well, Jim, once again, it's good to be back to the program. And, you know, there is such a cooperation and unity in the prayer movement. And it hasn't been very difficult to get to ask for prayer and know that many, many prayer circles, prayer ministries are behind us in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
So we're living in a great era. Now, we do have some specific ways in which everyday Christians can pray for PK 2020. And one of them is through one of our staff members, Miriam Remington. She developed a Hannah's Initiative Women's Prayer Pod. 3 to 5 women across in cities across America, devoting their hearts, taking 30 minutes to an hour a week, and praying specifically for Promise Keepers. We admit, without women's prayer, we're not going to succeed.
Yes.
We have no problem admitting that. That's the reality.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So women are partnering with men in prayer. And then there's also a weekly men's conference call. Miriam's husband, Pastor Art Remington Jr., facilitates. And then I facilitate a prayer call for men and women, first Saturday morning of every month.
dice up, and you have one coming this Saturday too, right?
And then occasionally when I we try to squeeze in other things that are important, like this Saturday morning we're going to include in our prayer call prayers for New Mexico Men of Honor, because this is a partnership. We're doing this together.
Yeah.
A Promise Keepers is not doing this by ourselves. So anything that you have questions about from this particular radio interview, just contact us at info@pknet.org. info@pknet.org. We would love to have many of your listeners partner with us in prayer, and I would love to give them a call, email them, and give them the specifics of how they could be involved.
So they can send you an email at info@pknet.org, and you'll respond to that and get them hooked up with these national prayer times and things that you're doing.
Yes. If any specific questions regarding prayer is on the email, then it'll be forwarded to me, and then I will love to either call or directly email those individuals.
Outstanding. Well, we hope you can stay with us one more segment. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
How do you deal with pain? Here's Skip Heitzig with some solid support.
We all go through hard times.
Hard times.
But if you're a believer, when you go through a hard time, God will send with the difficulty the capacity to handle that difficulty.
You can start thinking in a whole new way.
What do you do when life seems so illogical?
So illogical.
Well, when life seems so illogical, get theological. Start reasoning based upon God's character.
Find more from Skip at connectwithskip.com. And as Skip says,
let me encourage you to turn your worst times into your worship times.
Worship times.
It's dark, it's bad, it's horrible. Pause. Look up. Knowing God to be faithful and just and righteous and fully in love with you.
Grow in your faith with Skip's reading plans. Search for Skip Heitzig in the YouVersion Bible app. Now this.
Learn to gaze at God and only glance at your trial.
Can an organization be denied a property based on the fact that they're a church? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I'm having a little problem to find a place for a new church. We're going to private properties to see if we can rent places.
What's the difficulty you're having?
They're declining us because we are a church. They don't want us in there.
Some counties and towns don't want churches in the downtown areas, for instance, because they were afraid they're going to lose tax revenue. But there's an act called the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Persons Protection Act. And what this does, the church can go in and claim now a federal statutory right of protection. And that, by the way, has been held constitutional. So we've got a number of cases in that regard. Anderson, hang on the line here. I'm going to get you in touch with our lawyers, and we're going to get you some help on this situation right away.
Learn more about our work and receive timely updates on the most critical issues facing our country today by visiting us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Special day at ABQ Connect, all kinds of guests. We had Pastor Brian Allred earlier. He was traveling to Oklahoma, so was kind enough to spend some time with us. Dennis Popper with New Mexico Men of Honor. And we have on the phone with us the president of Promise Keepers, Judge Vance Day, and their prayer coordinator, Dysup Hahn. Thank you all for being with us. And you just said something really important, Dysup, about and Judge Day also said that you're partnering with Men of Honor. So I'm going to turn it over to Dennis here to talk a little bit about what's going on with New Mexico Men of Honor.
Well, just so excited to be connected with you guys and honored. You know, one of the things I really appreciate what you said, Judge Vance Day, is that it's not about an event. It's about a movement of God. You know, I don't know if it was about a month or two ago, I was on that Promise Keepers prayer, and we had men from all around the country that was praying for Promise Keepers and for the movement of God. And that was such an eye-opening time for me to hear all these men. And, you know, you just kind of sense that the Spirit of God is moving in this country, and guys are getting excited about following Christ and getting together and locking arms with men around the country to get together and watch what God is going to do as a movement, and to serve and honor God, and to just look around at men that are worshiping God. I remember looking at that when I was at a Promise Keepers event, just looking around at the sea of men worshiping God and all in unison. It was just an amazing thing. It just really helped me stay true to the Lord and seek for other men that want to do that as well, and then go out and find men that we can help pour our lives into them to follow Christ. So I just love to hear your prayer when you prayed that night, Judge, that, you know, just so many wonderful things that you see God doing and leading in a movement here.
Well, prayer has to be the basis of everything we do.
Mm.
You know, the Lord, He loves to have a conversation with us. He enjoys inviting us to take an adventure with Him. And we forget that. The way He set things up, He gave us free will so we could choose Him, and then He invites us to partner. And so prayer is that intimate discussion that we have with God that is focused on what He's desiring to do.
Mm.
We can't, you know, one person who stands with God is in the majority.
Mm.
And like a friend of mine often says, you know, God is the kindest person that you can ever meet.
Mm.
And so when we ask the Lord, Father, what do you want us to do? We sense you want to stir the hearts of men so that they become more intimate with you. How do we do that? What are you planning? He will answer those prayers, clearly. He may not answer them initially, but eventually He will.
Mm.
And so prayer has to be the foundation of everything we do in the kingdom of God. And that's what's so exciting about working with men like Dennis and other believers who have a heart for ministry to men. You know, Promise Keepers back in the day, of course, it was like a big oak tree, and it scattered thousands of seed, you know, or nuts. Not that you're a nut, Dennis.
I accept it.
But I mean, you know, thousands of men's ministries grew up from Promise Keepers, and that's what God's plan was. And now we have an opportunity to reach out to those hundreds and hundreds of men's ministries and say, look, we don't want you to stop what you're doing. It's not about Promise Keepers. Keep doing what you're doing, but join us in this movement so we all have a part of the body that is bringing about this movement of God here in America and worldwide.
Yeah.
So that's what's so exciting, I think.
Judge Day, talk to us a little bit about the promises. I know you have seven promises highlighted on your website. And again, we aren't primarily talking to men, but women can be totally encouraged by this because men are going to become, through this movement and through the Word of God and the accountability to set up through your organization and the relationships, they're going to become better men. And that's got to be encouraging to women as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're designed to be a reflection of who Jesus is, who our Heavenly Father is. And through the Holy Spirit, we can be a promise keeper. You know, God is the ultimate promise keeper.
Mm.
And so, you know, the seven promises are not to replace anything, but they're there to augment men's daily lives, to remind us to have integrity, to be honest, to keep those commitments that we view as sacred, to honor our wife, to lead as men, to be, you know, the change maker that God's called us to be. And so when we focus on what God is doing and the promises that He gives us, then it energizes us to see the world a little bit differently. Because then it becomes not about us. It shouldn't be about us. We are created to be servant leaders as men. Or really, as my good friend Ken Harrison, the CEO of Promise Keepers, says, we're here to be servant kings. We're called to lead and to give direction and to serve those who God has placed within our area of authority. So that's what Promise Keepers brings. And women, and I was talking with Ken one day, and a friend of ours said, you know, Ken, why do you care so much about men that you would, you know, out of the blue lead Promise Keepers? And he said, frankly, it's not that I care that much about men, but I care about women and children.
Yes.
Because when a man doesn't step into his role and lead lovingly, it's the women and the children that suffer. And that's what we're seeing today in America.
Mm.
Men have checked out because it's so easy. Let's just, you know, we're toxic. We're not valued anymore. You know, boo-hoo us. And so we just go into sports and we go into video games and then men get pulled into pornography and we just check out. And God's calling men to come back to what our identity is, and that's servant kings.
Yeah. I want to ask this of Dysip because I don't know Dysip. I've talked to him a couple of times now on the phone. But I get the sense that Dysip likes to have a lot of fun. And the reason I want to ask you this is because we're talking about some real accountability for men. We're talking about stuff that's tough. So I remember my coaches, when I was a basketball player in college, they would put us through a pretty rigorous workout. And when you were done, all you wanted to do was take your shoes off and take a shower and relax. But then when it came to game time, the games were easy. The things that we faced on the court together as men were easy because we had rehearsed them and we had practiced and we had done all these different things. And I get the sense, Judge Day and Dysip, that we can have fun doing all of this and we can support each other as a team. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree. God wants us to enjoy the life that he has given us. And I think that sometimes Christians come across as not fun, doom and gloom, negative. And when I read about Jesus in the Gospels, he enjoyed life. Now, he was serious about sin, but he was so full of life. And I could just see the disciples laughing with him, enjoying time with him. And I think that's what men need to do with one another, and men need to do that in our marriages and relationship with our children. There's one more opportunity that we have. A week from today, October 17th, we're hosting a prayer leaders webinar conference for an hour from 9 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time. And to me, prayer leader is anyone who facilitates prayer with at least one other person, mom or a dad that prays with his or her family. It could be a guy that's praying with his men's group. It could be a men's ministry leader that has a staff of 1,000. Numbers don't really concern us. But I want to invite the prayer leaders that are listening to join us on this special webinar because you're going to hear directly from our president, Judge Vance Day, and also live from our CEO, Ken Harrison, and the couple that I mentioned, Art and Remington, Art and Marion Remington. And so that's available for us. We'll have a fun 1 hour of video conferencing live from the leaders of Promise Keepers. So again, just anything regarding prayer, including the webinar, just email us at info@dknet.org. And for the subject, just write prayer, because then it'll come directly to me. Thank you.
Okay, and what I'll do is I'll put that on our podcast as well. And, of course, everybody can reach our podcast at abqconnect.com. .online. That's abqconnect.online. And we'll have this podcast posted a few minutes shortly after we end this discussion. And that puts a lot of pressure on Andrew, our production manager. we've got a lot that we've covered today and about 3 minutes left. Judge Day, I want to ask you, what's your vision for what happens beyond 2020 with your ministry and Promise Keepers?
Well, the plan is to have one catalytic event per year in a stadium somewhere in the United States. And so we'll announce the next location this next July when we're in Dallas. And so we desire that men's ministries across and churches across the United States will look at that last weekend in July as being when men get together. Because we believe if we continue to do this, there will be a movement that will be birthed, and we will see the third great awakening here in the United States and across this world.
Thank you all so much. I apologize. We're out of time. You guys have been great. Thanks for being with us on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.